Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Yeah.
worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Syria. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church, part number 44, as we reconstruct how we got into this condition behind the great red dragon, the Roman Catholic Church, and not only that, how to get out of it, how we got in it, and how we get out of it. We're going to show you how you got in it, but you know what we're going to show you? How you get out of it. There you go, the key right there, see, Reyes. We're not going to leave you half-cocked. We're going to show you that you in it. Once you recognize you in it, and then we're going to show you how to get out of it. Let's throw down the international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number 44. And on the international side, all the slots is filled. That's 195 international countries. One thing about it, see, Roy, international countries, they logged in ready to go, and that's why one thing about it, we don't have time to drag our feet because we know all these countries going to break out sooner or later, and all going to be on their mind is finding the six anointed camps. That's why we got to deliver our part and do it with joy in Yahuwah. So we are the camps, the six anointed camps. We'll take care of Yahuwah's business. But you're always going to have some tares. Never forget that. Moses, when he came up out of Egypt, his kinfolks in the 16th chapter was tares. Yahuwah said, well, they asked Yahuwah, what we going to do about the tares? He said, let the tares grow with the wheat. At the harvest, I take care of it. So you're always going to have tares. When Yahuwah the Son put the 12 together, he picked one was a tare. Understand that, see, right? It's always going to be a tare somewhere in your midst. What do you do about it? Never lose your vision and the mission of thus says Yahuwah. Care less who to your left. Care less who to your right. It's about keeping Yahuwah's covenant and doing the best of your ability. That's the game changer. On the international side, it's flashing 102-947. 102-947. 102-947. We'll leave it like that and bring the stills in, and we'll get ready to take care of the 102-947. Yahuwah be with you all and bring us tips in. He'll let you know who's bringing this broadcast. And we'll get on broadcast on tape 44, 102-947, live online class, when you meet your brother. With a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, the Seagull. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. Well, it looks like we got a fine audience. Got memos everywhere. 102-947 is splashing on the international side, Mr. Tibbs. One thing about it, we know they is for one reason. To hear something, they can take it one way or the next or the other. But one thing we do know, they make it their business to get in to hear what the six anointed camps are. So on that note, I'm knowing that, Mr. What did you got to tell the 102-947, 195 international countries? You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, first and foremost, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 102,947 people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And some things that we hear, most of us here understand, and some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. And to see those things that most of us can see and others can never find until they're told where to look. Touching those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. Because the uninformed can do none of these things. And you ask yourself why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explain in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if he befalls of that which is good?" Well, as we can see by the numbers that is attending this class to receive Yahweh's word, most of us here will commend it and add unto it. And some will cast the same words behind their back, bending it, twisting it, making it say something else that they want, which is not so good for others learning the word of Yahweh. These are what we call raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahwali things. And I know many listening have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right to spread rumors. That's for the words of Yahweh to be taught. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That's from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering. Follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, possibly a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. This is one good note. keep yourself, family and friends, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. It tells us what the feast days are, what they're all about, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine, this time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listening numbers to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards. Would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We use a few verses in the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before they've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, listening to the program, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during the program announcement or call some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Once again, we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions. Via voicemail, email, or text. It is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man. And the most important thing is being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Yes, but you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. I think some people listening should be taking notes, because when we ask later what these scriptures mean, they don't even remember. Now, for those who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This is a program that's repeated at 9:45 p.m., sometimes a little later. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And we're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is another day for the Word of Yahuwah. We have many things going on at this time, even things that we probably would have to extend to our next broadcast. But you can imagine, nothing has changed during this time except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word. Those that commend it, those of us that add unto it, as I've said before, only following by those casting the word, same word we listen to, behind their back, twisting it, turning it around to make it say things that they want to hear, and only wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible that make them happy. Can you imagine that? Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, doing the, I guess, the deceptive listener thing, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. I guess doing this, they've clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Jacques Riley created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son had said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we have to remember that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. We look in the book of Matthew and see what this says. Chapter 24, verse 36. 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour know. Now man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." As we begin to learn the Bible, we find out that it tells us a man or woman is measured by their works. And we see that quite a bit. We see good works, and we see bad works. Some of these things is what they think, say, or do. And when we look in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." We also look in the book of James once again, at chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deed." Well, we got a lot of people out there that can hear the word of Yahuwah, and 2 minutes later, they can't remember one verse. That's why it's important that a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students has to walk through the same door himself. Because you have to remember, there are those out there that ask questions for learning Yahuwah's word, and they're pretty serious. They want to learn. On the other hand, you have those that ask just to see if you really know or to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching because he already knows. Now, a student, on the other hand, can possibly learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to share knowledge with others that he or she has learned. I have to admit, this even applies to myself when sharing knowledge. So, after we have received these lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to what it says, Don't let yourself be led by friendly deception. It happens all the time. Remember, Yahweh has given man or woman a choice, free will, if you might say, to make your own decisions. This was said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So keep your Bibles open. We know which direction to go from what the Bible has already told us. Keep your Bibles open. I will pass my program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is Till. Asking again on your pardon. Catch you on the second half of your final thoughts, and thus says Yahweh. No doubt about it. Hey, Brother Yahweh, make sure you grab that article about that the poke. Throw that on the table and see which way it goes a little bit later. Like I said, see, Roy, become humble to take, to do one thing, reconstruct. This is a series based upon the fire of destruction of Christianity, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church, and we have to bring out everything, what causes our problem, how we got into this, and how to get out of it. We're going to retract the steps and bring it back to your attention. And the only one that's qualified to do this is the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelites. We can reconstruct history from the beginning to now with no problem, just by understanding one thing, by knowing who you are. See, when you know who you are, then you have a clue. When you're reading this Bible, talking about, and how did these people get in this condition, and how to get out of it. So one thing about it, see it right here. That's why you have to make sure one thing, you keep your YHWH before you first. Don't worry about who to your left or to your right. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, understand what the man's saying, what he got written, and how to deal with him according to is written, because his father passed the book to the son. The son gave it to the ministering spirits. After he showed the ministering spirits, any problem you got, go ahead and get down and take care of that business, according to Hebrews 2:2, no. Well, get down there and take care of the business. And that same thing we see. We're about one thing, see, Roy, this man's business and how you can help yourself by understanding one thing. The Bible is right. And we're going to break it all down as it unfolds and show you exactly how you got into this and how you to get out of it. That's why if you're going to support anything, support this ministry. Because we got to do one thing. We got to proact. Land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station. Land of our own, school of our own, banquet hall of our own, and a radio station. So as we unfold this thing, keep into your mind, Yahweh love a cheerful giver once he bless you to step to the plate. Keep that in your mind, because one day you're going to say, I'm glad I contributed to that ministry, because that ministry unlocked all the secrets of the Bible. I gotta make a note of that too. We make a note of that. That's pretty good talk right there. So we gonna take a look at that. That's pretty good talk right there. See, I know what I'm hearing. Pretty good talk. Like I said, again, it's not I that speak. It's the word of Yahweh that's in the Six Anointed Camps to speak. All right, enough said on that. We can go get Brother Yahweh Israel and bring him in. And one thing about it, see, Roy, a big job ahead of us. Six Anointed Camps. You gotta get it right. Can't hold on this one. Get them branches on. Get them books ready. Be able to lose the bump the gum contest and put the precepts on it. Because the precepts is a commandment of Yahweh to how you handle his word. It is a commandment to do the precepts. Let the Bible interpret the Bible. Got it? Good. Enough said on that. Tape number 44, we're going to find Brother Yagdai Israel and bring him in. And we'll get something going on so when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yagdai Israel. Yahweh bless you, I see you, Royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Brother Yagdai Israel. Well, like we said, we're only hours away working on it again, so we're back on the scene to do what we got to do. And thus says Yahweh, you know, Sabbath day passed. Now it's time to get on this and get ready for another one. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagdai Israel, Yeroya, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's a great thing. Now, you got an article you read in the out of Camp One yesterday, there, Brother Yagdai Israel, about the Pope. Let's throw that on tape and get it out the way, and we'll see what will come after that. Remember, you miss a class, you miss a lot. So that article about the Pope, throw that on this national audience, and it's flashing 102.947/195 international countries. Throw that article on this national radio broadcast. You're on the clock. Come on.
I read from a book entitled The Negro Question by Lee Cummings. Page number 65, and it reads, The Roman Pope's papal bulls condoning slavery. At the time the Negro captives were suffering under the destruction of his continent, the enslavement of his wives and children, one of the most powerful white polluted for Esau and his five sons institution in the world, at that time turned a deaf ear to the moans and groans of an entire continent, the Catholic Church. We will show you that at least two popes issued papal bulls condoning slavery, beginning with the Dum Diversa issued by Pope Nicholas the Fifth.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So, but tell you something. Look up Prince Henry. Because Prince Henry there, Brother Yagdai Israel, see, that's how he operates. Now, King Prince Henry, he the one that went to all the nations, European descent Catholic, to help them. It's time to whoop. But he was not able to do that. So then he went to the Pope. And the Pope told all the rest of the nation that if you help Prince Henry fight against all the infidels, your sins will be forgiven. So, Henry, I need a timeline on Prince or King Henry. I need a timeline on him because he just told that edict was issued out a few years prior to that. He already had on his mind it's time to whoop all of the nation. But he couldn't get no help. But when he went to the Pope, the Pope laid out his credentials, and he made a profound statement about who we are, and he got in contact with all the rest of the citizens of Esau and his five sons nations. And he said, if you join in with Prince Henry, your sins will be forgiven. So what you got on him, Brother Yahdai Israel? Did we speak long enough for me to bring him up there? Come on.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, he got about about 4 or 5 up under that title there, Seer. So
just before the date you gave, 1452. So prior to that, what jumped off was the Prince of King Henry. Prior to that, just before that, that's what got the ball running, because that's when the Pope got into it after Prince Henry told him, look here, I'm calling on you. And he said, okay, but recognize my position as the replacement of the Most High. And that's how it jumped off. So just a little bit prior to that, matter of fact, pull up B-I-C-D-R-E-N-T. B-I-C-D-E-R-E-N-T. Pull it up for a minute, that Brother Yahdai Israel, to get an idea of what Pope said to them, that who he is, B as in Victor, I-C-E-D-E-R-E-E-T-E-N-T. What that mean, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Give me 1 second on that one.
Yeah, Victor, I-C-E-G-E-R-E-N-T. Let's find out exactly what he wrote to all other nations that was Christian nations. He wrote and told them that this who he is. And that got the ball running. V-I-C-E-G-E-R-E. ENT. What you got, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
I'm looking at dictionary, online dictionary.com, and they read vicegerent. A person exercising delegated power on behalf of a sovereign or a ruler. A person regarded as an earthly representative of God. Especially the Pope.
Excellent. So you see what he dropped on him? So he dropped on all the European nations, the descendants of Esau nations. His position is, if you join in with Prince Henry and take care of all the infidels and get them all straight, and whatever sin that y'all have did, whatever you all did, your sins is forgiven. Now, what old Henry you going to bring up there, Brother Yahdai? What Henry you want to bring up? Come on. What Henry do you want to bring up? Brother Yahdai Israel. Because like I said again, listen, we just like the big cat with the canary with the gate open. We have all the information for Yahweh have blessed the 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites to be able to deliver this series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity. We're going to break down exactly what that means and everything step by step and put it all in your lap in this series. But we got to identify the Pope. He is called the Vicar. In other words, he's the Vicar, replacement of the Mighty One. That's why he's the Big Papa, Father, Big Father of the five nations of Esau. That's what he makes sure, and he wrote the letter to all the five nations, brothers of Esau, and told them, do you know who I am? I can forgive sin. I'm the replacement for the Mighty One up in there. Get in with with Prince Henry, and let's start whooping some infidels. What kind of timeline you got there, Brother Yagdai Israel C. Royer? Come on.
I'm looking at Henry the Sixth of England, born December 6, 1421, died May 21, 1471, was King of England from 1422 to 1461, and again from 1470 to 1471, and disputed King of France from 1422 to 1453. The only child of Henry V, he succeeded to the English throne at the age of 9 months upon his father's death, and succeeded to the French throne on the death of his maternal grandfather, Charles VI, shortly after.
That's the king we talking about. That's the one said he ready to whoop up some people, but he couldn't get nowhere. They told him, you go ahead and stretch out a little bit. We'll watch you. But he got in contact with the Pope. And the Pope got them all roused up. So that's the point we're making right there, see, right here. So that's the king that got the Pope's attention. Although the Pope's attention was already, he was just waiting on somebody to activate. Same thing we waiting on. We waiting on the known world that hears the voices of the six anointed camps to get in where you've been in. But on requirement, like they said, what it takes to join the six anointed camps, well, one thing it takes is understand one thing. When you visit the six anointed camps, understand what's written in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1, 2, and 6. What is requirement to join in the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites that scattered all over the known world, and if you're 70 miles from it, what is the requirement of it? Oh, it starts with right here in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 6.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 6 reads, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse number 1, keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahweh. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do evil. Verse number 2. Be not rash with your mouth. Let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yahweh is in heaven, you upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Verse number 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the minister spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice? Destroy the works of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And when you come to the six anointed camps, let's run to 1 Samuel chapter 16, and let's see exactly how you're supposed to come. 1 Samuel 16, verse 4. Give me the last line in verse 4. Give me the last line you come. This is the six anointed camps of voices to true Israelites. This is another requirement that you do in 1 Samuel 16, the last line in verse 4. How to come. How to come there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of 1 Samuel 16, verse 4. And said, come at you peaceably.
Come it peacefully. That's the key. When you come visit the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites, come peacefully. Come with big ears, little mouth. We'll get you there. But the requirement of the visit to come to the six anointed camps, come peacefully, because we can take care of the business because we've been ordained to do this. Now, so I want to run back and precept a couple of things that Brother Yagdai Israel. I heard Mr. Till drop a statement down in 1 Peter 3:12. I want to just take a look at that 3:12 a little bit. 1 Peter 3, verse 12. And we're going to take care of the Pope and everything, but we want to be clear. The question is, what sort of date is going to come? When you come peacefully, but come with big ears and little mouth. Let your words be true. We will take it from there. And remember, if you got any questions prior to the coming to the Six Anointed Camps, call the international line. Someone of the Six Anointed Camp will get back with you if you call legitimate, and they will break down what you need to know so you can have the right spirit on you when you come and visit the Six Anointed Camp of Voices of the True Israelites. We take this business seriously because we know what it got written in 1 Peter 3:12. What it got written there, Brother Yahgai Israel, 1 Peter 3:12.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 12 reads, "For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil."
You see that? So now, Peter pulled that verse. See, that was a verse pulled. And he pulled that verse. And when you read the book of Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104, Peter pulled that verse. What it says in our Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4, verse number 104 reads, book of Psalms 119, verse 4, "You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently." Verse number 104. "Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way."
Mm-hmm. So he said he command you to do the precepts. That is a order from the Almighty. Because that's how you get understanding. And the Six Anointed Camps will precept this Bible on everything that you will bring to the table. But remember, call the international line. If things that you don't understand, you need guidance. That's what we here for, guidance. 224-600-5579. Call the international line, because if you need guidance, we do so. Because we're going to precept that real quick. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 1, 5 through 7 and 17. Let's see what it says.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 1, 5 through 13.
5 through 7 and verse 17.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 1, verse number 5 through 7, and verse number 17 reads, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 1, the brotherly and sisterly love continue. Verse number 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse number 6. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse number 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, and have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith, belief, confoundeth, consider the end of their conversation. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourself, for they watch for your life, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Mm-hmm. Precept that to the 13th of 1 through 7 Romans. Let's precept that, because listen, we know that the world, sooner or later, have no choice. Find the Six Anointed Camps, the one with the royal blue garments on with them fringes. Because one thing about it, you can close your eyes, whatever camp you're in, how they operate, they all operate the same way. We precept the Bible, we meet you where you at, and we give you dust as Yahweh. Otherwise, where we going and where we been, that's the last thing you're going to hear from us. We come to do Yahweh's will because we want Yahweh's blessing. Because one thing we got now is Yahweh's cursing, and we're going to show you exactly how you got it. And now we're going to show you how you get out of it. But those that are going to be coming in to these six anointed camps, we want you to understand it's rules and regulations. You got to follow rules to drive your car, right? It's rules to be part of the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. Rules that were set down by YHWH the Son to the minister spirit, to the seers, and to the elders. What you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel, male and female?
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 1 through 7 reads, book of Romans 13, verse 1, let every person be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of Yahweh. The power that be are ordained of Yahweh. Verse number 2, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resist the ordinance of Yahweh, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Verse number 3, for ruleth not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But thou then not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse number 4, for he is the minister of Yahweh to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of Yahweh, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that or her that doeth evil. Verse number 5, wherefore you must need be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Verse 6, for this cause pay you tribute also, for they are Yahweh's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
Excellent. Let's run through the book. It's we ain't forgot about anything, but sometimes you got to understand one thing. The spirit of Yahweh will lead you on what the question is, because like I said, look at these memos. What do we got to do to join? First of all, you hearing what you got to do right now. One thing about it, see right here, we clear on what we got to do, and we're going to be clear what you got to do. But we're going to lay a little groundwork down. Let's run to... Now, I tell you what, I need to take care of what Brother Mr. Till put on the table. Now, I need to go back to that 1 Peter 3:12. Let me get that. Let me kind of take care of that real quick. Peter 3:12. Let's see what he's talking about. 3:12.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 12 reads, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil.
Mm-hmm. Now, we found out you got to precept your Bible, which is a commandment from Yahweh. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and find out who is you telling all this to, that the eyes of Yahweh is over the righteous. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. Get down to 31 through 33. Listen real good. Six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. Listen real good what he got written in Deuteronomy 5, 1 and 31 through 33. Listen good. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 1. Verse number 31 through 33 reads. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 1. And Moses called all Israel, and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes, judgment, which which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them, keep and do them. Verse 31, but as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments, statutes, and judgments, which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Verse 32, you shall observe to do them, for as Yahweh your Yahweh have commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Verse 33, you shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Yahweh have commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 2 down to verse 4 and 24 and 25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 2 down to verse 4, 24 and 25. Listen good. Remember, we're precepting from 1 Peter 3:12. And now we're in Deuteronomy 6, 2 down to verse 4, 24 and 25. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Seed Royal?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse number 2 through 4, verse 24. Verse 25 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 6, verse number 2. That thou mayest fear Yahweh your Yahweh, to keep all his statutes, his commandments, Torah instructions, which I command you, and your son, and your son's son, all the day of your life, that thy days may be prolonged. Verse 7-3. Hear therefore, O Israel, observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Jacob your father that promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Yahweh is one Yahweh. Verse 24. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh, Yahweh, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, Yahweh, as he have commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So you see that First Peter had the precept of 6:25. Understand his eyes is peeping at the righteous. And so if he's peeping at the righteous, he's peeping at the covenant keepers. He got a keen eye through the ministering spirit on the covenant keepers. So in 1 John chapter 3. In the back of the book there, Brother Yahdai Israel, coming down to verse 22. We're going to precept that. Now one thing, you can precept the Bible and you'll get great understanding. A small still voice will say, put this with that and put that with that. That's when we know that you own something. Six anointed counts, when we hear them during classes, what I'd be really geared into is how they can say to one of the ones that got big ears and little mouth, hold that point right there. Let's go and precept that and get more clarity on it. That's the key seed right here. That's the game changer. It's not taught nowhere. No institution can teach this. The only one got it that can deliver this is forces of the true Israelite. And we're going to exhibit that through these lessons in the fiery destruction of Christianity. Great beats the Roman Catholic Church, headed by the Pope, the vicar, the replacement of the son. That's what he said, and that's what he put. And that's when he signed them dumb diversities and wrote them decrees up. He let them know. Do what I tell you do, because the closest thing you're going to get to the one up in the up and away is me. I carry the highest office And I'm the one give out land, and I'm the one take away land. That's big talk. That big business talking. He laid in his letters. And we're going to bring it all out for you. But we're going to see, can it hold up through scripture? What you reading there, brother? Yahdai Israel, what you reading?
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 22 through 24.
Was it 1 John 2? I don't know. I'm forgotten now, brother Yahdai Israel. I'm forgotten now. I'm not back. I'm out with people over there for a quick minute, because I'm ready to go somewhere else now. I'm ready to get that out the way and hear what's next to go. 1 John chapter 2. Make it 2. Make it 1 John chapter 2 there, brother Yahdai Israel. And pick up verse 29 and verse 22. Thank you there, brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 John chapter 2, verse number 20.
Make it 3.
22 reads.
You was right. You was right, brother Yahdai Israel. You was right. I was wrong. That's right. The third chapter. I was right. Yeah, pick it up at 22. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Just pick up at verse 22. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 22. My final verdict will be off and running after you deliver that part. Come on.
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 22 reads, Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So you see, when you please Yahweh, You pleasing Yahweh, and what please Yahweh that you do his Torah instruction. Let's go on to Exodus 31, verse 1, 12, and 17. So you know what pleases, Yahweh when you do his Torah instruction. But if you don't learn nothing, hope you learn plenty more out of this. But what pleases your mighty one when you do the Torah instruction, first five books. Look what he told Moses to put down in 31, verse 1, 12, and 17. What do you got written there, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse number 1, verse 12, and verse 17 reads, book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse number 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 17, it is a sign between me and the family of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
The seventh day is a sign between you and him of Israel. Understand one thing. If you are a member of the children of Israel, the Sabbath day is the sign between you and him. And that's how he'll know you are a children of the covenant, when you keep the Sabbath day. That is the sign, see, right here. Ain't nothing else you can do better than this right here than doing the sign, keeping the Torah instruction. That is the sign. Everybody got signed, but they get the sign from you. Yahweh told the children of Israel, know what my sign is, children of Israel? He said, what's that? Keeping my Sabbath. When the sun go down on Friday, to the sun go down on Saturday. That's my Sabbath day. Now we're going to precept that to Ezekiel chapter 20 and look at verse 2, 3, 9, 20. It's real good. Now the seer is going to pick up on what Moses said. Moses was the Yahweh of the children of Israel, and was the seer. Now, the seer Ezekiel picked up on what Moses wrote in the 31st chapter. And we're going to see what he wrote in the 20th chapter, verse 2, 3, 19, and 20. Matter of fact, you might want to read 2 down to verse 4. I might want to put 4 in, probably put a name on it for this national audience to be clear. When the seers are speaking in this Bible, they speak it both to one people. When when the seer's speaking and he's looking for one people, and the people he's looking for is the elders, the males and the females. He's looking for them. That's who he looked for. That's what he looked for. Because their job is to take it to those of the congregation. And that's the way it goes, see, right here. So listen to this conversation right here in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 down to verse 4, 19 and 20. Listen good. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20.
Chapter 20. Chapter 20, verse 2 down to verse 4, and 19 and 20. Listen good.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 2 through 4. Verse 19 and verse 20 reads, Book of Ezekiel 20, verse number 2. Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, verse number 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel. Say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be required of by you. Verse 4, Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Call them to know the abomination of their fathers. Verse number 19. I am Yahweh your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes. Keep my judgment and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath. And they shall be a sign between me and you. That you may know that I am Yahweh your Yahweh.
Now, if again... That's the reason why we tell you, when you got a question or comment, call the international line, 224-600-5579. Did you hear what the Minister Spirit just said? Read what the Minister Spirit said again one more time. What did the Minister Spirit tell the seal to do? Listen good, see right here. See, one thing about it, we don't have no puffed up spirit. Every move we make, we can validate the moves we make from the pages of the book. Look what it says over here again, who come into who and what it says in verse number 2 and 3. Listen good.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2, verse number 3 reads, Book of Ezekiel 20, verse 2, Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, verse number 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh.
Excellent. 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 The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, go speak to the elders of Israel, and you tell them, Thus saith Yahweh. And that's the game changer right there, see, right here. So if you understand one thing about it, this is a big job, and we know what is written, how it's supposed to be done, and that's why you hear about getting contact with the Six Anointed Counts by calling the international line. They will take care of that. If it gets to the point that it gets past them, but which is not, then the seer will have something to say. But no, that's what we call these classes. We are equipping the Six Anointed Counts with the word of Yahweh. They can handle your questions. You don't have to get to the seer because the elders can take care of this business. But the requirements is of the requirements of you is to understand what's written in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. You got to know how to address the elders of Israel. You got to know how to address them according to the Bible. And you got to have what you call speed on doing it. Because here's the point. 15 years ago, you was in kindergarten. But 15 years ago, if we still catch you in kindergarten, something wrong. If you see a person that you, man, I knew you 15 years ago when we was in kindergarten. Yeah, but you still in kindergarten, brother, sister. You both done got out of there by now. So when you hear people bring back well, what we used to do fits. Yeah, it's a process. It's a step process. Kindergarten, then let's go to second grade. First grade and second grade. 15 years ago, we understand that. But now it's time to move on. So now, as you graduate from kindergarten to first grade, then this comes in apply. This is comes in right here when you move up from one grade to the next. What comes in there, Brother Yahdai Israel? 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, the younger men as brethren. Verse number 2. The elder woman as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity.
Do you see that scene right here? So now, as you come out of kindergarten and get to first grade, then more will be added to the first grader, to the second grader, to the third grader. Now it's time to step it up, because now you're in another grade. Now you understand that you do not rebuke an elder, especially ones that are 1 Timothy, verse 5. 1 verse 5. Especially 1 verse 5 of Timothy. What it says in Titus, make it Titus 1 verse 5, that Brother Yahdai Israel. What it say?
The book of Titus, chapter 1. Verse number 5, for this call if I you in Crete, that you should have set in order the thing that I wanted, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you.
Today, so you see what's going on in? So now once you start stepping your game up, it's time to move this to another level. But you have to go through kindergarten. But 15 years later, we don't want to catch you still in kindergarten. Then we know you know, it's different. When you address the mothers out of six anointed camps, when you address the elders out of six anointed camps, you have respect in your eyes because they are the messengers of Yahuwah to help you get to where you got to get to, so that you got to have that respect. Because before Timothy and Titus was anointed, Yahuwah pulled Paul to the side in Galatians chapter 1 and said something in verse number 14 and 15. He was telling Northern Kingdom now where he coming from. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, this is what he told them. Northern Kingdom. He looked from eyeball to eyeball and said, hey, Northern Kingdom, my job is to get y'all on y'all feet. But I'm not here on my own. I'm going to tell you what to, when I leave here, what to think about me in 1, 14 and 15. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Galatians chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 reads, Book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. And profited in Yahdai's way of life, above many my equal, polluted world religion, in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Verse 15. But when it pleased Yahuwah, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his mercy.
To do what in the next verse? To do what? What did he call him out of his mercy? He brought him out of the womb for his desire, his mercy, and what was he ordained to do from the womb in the next verse? What's that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 16. To reveal his son in me, that I may teach him among the northern 10 tribes. Immediately I've conferred not with flesh and blood.
You see that? So when Paul pulled Timothy and Titus aside, he was prepared to take care of his business. We prepared to get you where you got to get, but the respect level got to be raised up. You got to understand something. We're here to take care of Yahweh's business. We don't care who out to our left or to our right. All we about one thing is getting the blessing of thus says Yahweh. And the only way you're going to get it, you got to make sure you lay his words down and as it is written, untold. Now, so let me, I'm going to run back and let you know clearly what this man's saying. Now, he told you what you got to do. Now, in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, he makes a profound statement. What he says in Proverbs 28, verse 9, there, Brother Yaakov Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse number 9 reads, "Hear sheep that turneth away their ear from hearing the Torah instructions, even their prayer shall be an abomination."
So, you know, a lot of time when you hear those that make the statement about what Yahweh said and stuff like that, listen, it don't operate like that. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, the only one meeting you is on your coffee table while you ran back in a trance is Satan the devil. You got to be keeping the Torah instruction. But then you got to make sure it's in protocol. Huh? And it got to be in protocol. Now we're going to precept that in St. John 9:31. So you, a lot of them are saying in the minute, well, what Yahweh have said, and here on TV, what the Lord have said, and they're keeping Sunday, and those is not knocking the doors down in the six anointed camp, and they say, and they got a word from Yahweh. It don't work like that, not with the Bible open. It works like that in the vanity of your mind, but not with the Bible open. Look at saying St. John 9:31.
The book of St. John 9, verse 31 reads, "Now we know that Yahweh heareth not sinners, but if any man or woman be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, then he heareth."
Him he hear, or she he hear. He hear the ones that is doing the Torah instruction. If you're not doing the Torah instruction in the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew 8 verse 9, listen what he told. Paul was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom. And Peter said, get on that and platform and get the microphone and holler at the Southern Kingdom and those that scattered through Northern Kingdom, because they be all here. He said, go and holler on the microphone. Now, let's watch him holler on the microphone in 8 verse 9. Listen to the Benjamite holler on the microphone in 8 verse 9. What did he say?
The book of Hebrew, the little word Hebrews, chapter 8, verse number 9 reads, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, save Yahweh."
If you're not in the covenant of Yahweh, he regards you not. You know, never mind to him. So he said, so when you say he'll met you somewhere one Wednesday night at your coffee table while you was getting a little halfway snoozing, maybe in the trance, he didn't meet you. He said, "I regard you not if you ain't keeping covenant." And when you keep the covenant, understand one thing in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. And when you keep the covenant, understand one thing. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 kicks in. What did it say that, Brother Yaakov Israel?
Book of Romans 12, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Romans 12, verse number 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse number 3. For I say to the mercy given unto me, to every man and woman that is among you, not to think of themselves more highly than they ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh have dealt to every man and woman, the measure of the covenant.
And so, you know, David going to be king over Israel forever. So David is a great example on 7317. And do you have the 7317 in you? Let's see what David's all about. That when all we woke back up, the only king we're gonna run into is David, and the mental spirit gonna be over him, and Yahweh the Son gonna be over them, and Yahweh the Father be over everybody. But David made up a final statement in 7317. About what you have to practice, what you preach. What he said in 7317 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Sue Royal.
The book of Psalm 73, verse 17 reads, until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
That's where you get your understanding at. And that's where you get your understanding at the temples of Yahweh. The six anointed camps have your answers. All you got to do is remember tape number 44 and play it according to what is written. Play it according to what is written, you are right. Let's go to Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Listen good. Now, this is the end time prophecy. The end time prophecy in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, we're not reading the Revelation. We're going straight to the 14th chapter, verse 12. He told John right there after. This is what John wrote in 14, verse 12. What did he write there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Revelation 14, verse number 12 reads, here is the patience of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. Just that's the patient. So we're going to precept that patient there in the book of Hebrew. Luke is trying to call Hebrew, chapter 10, 35 through 39. And the key word, here's the patient of the 12 tribes of Israel. So you know why? You know why you got to have patience? Because it was said in 1 Peter. Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It was said in 1 Peter something, and this is what they said, and Peter recorded what they said in the third chapter. Recorded what they said first chapter. Let me see. He recorded something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to see what did he record in the second chapter, chapter 3. And what did he say in verse number 4? What did he say in 3 verse 4?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3.
Make it 2 Peter 3, verse number 4.
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 4 reads, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
And who are we talking about all that in verse 3?
Verse number 3. Knowing this, first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust.
Verse 2.
Verse number 2. that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the righteous seers, and of the Torah instructions of us, the apostles, of Yahuwah the Son, and our Savior.
And what our job to do when we see you eyeball to eyeball? What our job to do in 3:1?
Verse number 1. The second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you, and by which I stir up your pure mind by weight of remembrance.
Ain't that something? See, that's what we do. That's what we do, see, right? We stir it up. You be scratching that old side of that old temple, you know? We stir it up, see, right? That's what we do. And we tell you in all six anointed camp, that's what we do. We will make that old brain to hear something that it ain't heard before. And matter of fact, and what we be doing, we'll be the 13:35 of Matthew. This is what we be doing, see, right? 13:35. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? And 13:35 of Matthew. So you know what we be doing. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Matthew, chapter 13. Verse number 35 reads, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seers, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
See what we do? We be bringing out things that have kept secret from you. Because we're going to take care of Pope Pius. We're going to take care of everybody. You got a lot of things that have been kept secret. That's why you got to come prepared with big ears and little mouth as we stir you up. We're going to stir you up, Steve Reyes. All the six anointed camps' job is to stir you up. And we're going to put some word on you, Steve Reyes. And we're going to make you think by stirring it up. That's what we do. We always prepared to stir you up. Let's precept that to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And tell you something in verse 7. We're going to 1 verse and verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. We're going to stir you up. See, we stir you up in these camps, Steve Ray. And that's why the network is jam-packed, memos everywhere, because they know one thing. Something is on. But our job is to stir up the six anointed camp to get them prepared. Make sure you got them fringes on. Make sure that book where you can get your hand on it. Every chance you get, evangelize everywhere you go. But let them remember one thing. You got a blessing in the name. In the name, see, right here. Your blessing's in the name. Don't shy away from the name. If you drop your name according to Yahuwah, as you minister to whoever you minister to, they'll never forget it. Fringes on and name down. In business. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7 reads, book of 2 Timothy 1, verse number 6. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of Yahuwah, which is in you, by putting on of my hands. Verse 7. For Yahuwah have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes, see, right? So we got to stand it up, see, right? We got to stand it up. They got to remember some fringes. They got to remember that. They got to remember when you left them in Luke 24. They got to remember this, see, right? This is what they got to remember when you left them. You put an impression on them. You got your fringes on. You let them bump the gong, and then you put a verse on them. All you don't put a verse on them. Yeah, you precept that verse. And guess what they're going to say, what they're going to say in the 24th chapter of Luke. This is what they're going to say once you down the road a piece. This is what they're going to say to you. Say something in Luke 24. This is what they're going to say, see, right? They're going to tell you something in Luke chapter 24, verse number 32. This is what they're going to say. When you down the road a piece, or just got off the bus or wherever you're at, with some fringes and that book closed by, Here's what they're going to say. Luke chapter 24, verse 32. What are they going to say, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of Luke 24, verse 32 reads, they said one to another, did not our mind burn within while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?
Ain't that something?
You see what I'm saying?
That's what we got to always lead them fringes to good book and lead them to scripture. That's where you leave them, see, right? You don't try to get in, try to reason with nobody. Let them bump the gums. Let them win that contest. But then you be cocking them scriptures up, see, right? 2 Timothy 3:15-16. So listen, that's the game changer right there. Because do you know what the world is to us? 14:9, Numbers verse. Listen, do you know what the world is to us when we open up the scripture with them fringes on? Do you know what the world is to us, see, right here? 14:9 of Numbers, out of heavenly tablets. What the world to us, that Brother Yadda Israel?
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse number 9 reads, book of Numbers 14, verse number 9, only rebel you not against Yahuwah, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bred for us. Their defense has departed from them. And Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not.
Hear the man saying? Do you hear what the man is saying? So we know we ask a lot of time to Brother Yahuwah. We said, Brother, after we read these scriptures, do they believe the scripture? Do you believe what the man is saying? You hear what the man is saying? Brother Yahuwah Israel, do you think this national audience believe what the man is saying? What's your take on that?
Only Yahuwah knows.
Only Yahuwah knows. But he got it written in 54:17. Do you believe what the man is saying in 54:17 of the book of Isaiah? You better watch that one I say in the trying to tap on them stove with them fringes on and get that good book ready and stir up these people and get it going on. Do you know what the man got written? He got it written in 54:17. What did he say?
The book of Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah. Their righteousness is of me, save Yahuwah.
Did you hear what the man is saying? He said, listen, why you worry about whatever that one I say? You can't. Let me preach up there. See what the man said in Numbers chapter 11. See what the man said in Numbers chapter 11. He made a profound statement in Numbers chapter 11. Yeah, see, that's good. Why don't you precept that in Numbers chapter 11? Okay, well, 11. Look what the man says in 11, verse 23. See, this is why we know the sixth anointed camps is on point. See, when you precept your Bible, that's the game changer. Look what he said out of heavenly tablets in Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. What did he say?
Book of Numbers 11. Verse 23, Yahuwah said unto Moses, if Yahuwah's hand wax short, you shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not.
That big britches talk. See, that's big britches talk. See, that's what you want to always be around, big britches talking. And every count of bosses over to his life, you can hear him without speakers and everything else. That big britches talking you hear from these six anointed camps. That's how you got to bring this thing. Big britches talk. Yahuwah, your maker, said that my hands is not going to be waxed short. You're going to see where my words stand or not. Not no rosemary bees. The words, see, Royal Isaiah 40, verse 8. So understand one thing. What you want. That's why You're supposed to be in a hurry to get in the six anointed camps, and all you want to hear is a big belly full of the word. You want to hear about, oh, who shot John and how fast Betty jumped the double dutch rope? And that ain't what the Saturday is all about. It's getting a big belly full of words. Stand them up to get out there them fringes on and do Yahweh's business. But he can give his father the hunt and say, hey, is they ready for me yet? They look like they're getting ready for me. But that's what you got to do on a Sabbath day. You got to have big ears, little mouth, fringes on, royal blue garments, ready to hear some word from the dropper. And to the end, to the sunset, nothing but banging that Bible. That's all you want to be sitting in, a congregation that's banging the Bible all the way until it's the sunset. And that's what we do in the Six Anointed Camp. We bang the Bible. What you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse number 8 reads, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
And in 68, verse 11, what do the Six Anointed Camp folks do with them fringes on? What they supposed to do if the word gonna stand forever? What they supposed to do in 68 verse 11 of Psalms?
Book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse number 11 reads, Book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse number 11. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
Yahweh gave the word as great as those of the six anointed camp with them fringes on published the word. Then the chief speaker of the nation of Israel got in there and he precepted that in 125 of Peter. And what did he say? And what did Peter say behind what Isaiah say? Did he add to it or try to diminish? 125, what do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 25 reads, but the word of Yahweh endureth forever, and this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
Mm-hmm. The covenant will endure you forever. The covenant of Yahweh's word. So when he says in Revelation 14 verse 12, are you with it now? What he says in 14 verse 12, are you with this? End time prophecy, Revelation 14, 12. And we're going to precept that down to 12th chapter 1 through 17. And we'll take a closing statement from right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Revelation chapter 14 verse 12. Listen, are you with this? Are you with what? Revelation. Are you with 14 verse 12 or not? What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Revelation 14 verse 12 reads, here is the patience of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh the Son.
So, that's the patience. The patience, and you got the scoffers going to say, well, where's this promise at with all this old patience? This thing been going for a long time. Ain't nothing happening yet. No. See, right. We've been made last. The six anointed council brought us over to his life. We got to come behind and clean up everything. We got to tie everything in now. We not playing. We've been stirred up big time all over the known world. Revelation 12, 1 through 17, the closing statement that Brother Yahdai Israel. Take your time, and I'm going to act like I don't hear nothing you saying. But listen, 1 through 12, 1 through 17, it's going to be a whole lot for the six anointed camps to know one thing. Every verse in that book, 12, 1 through 17, it is a precept on every verse. But for time's sake, it's going to run through it, and I'm going to drink a little herbal tea. You're on the clock, 1 through 17, Brother Yahdai Israel. The flow is yours, the clock is yours, closing thing behind it. Come on.
Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse number 1 through 17, reads, Book of Revelation 12, verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Verse number 2. She being with child cried travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head. Verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. They cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to deliver, for to devour a child as soon as it was born. Verse 5, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was called up unto Yahweh the Father and to his throne. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of Yahweh, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Verse 7. There appeared, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his minister spirit fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his minister spirits. Verse 8, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Verse number 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his minister spirit, evil minister spirits, were cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our Yahweh, and the power of his Yahweh the Son. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters is cast down, which accused them before Yahweh day and night. Verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of Yahweh the Son, the Lamb, and by the word of the covenant, and they loved not their lives unto death. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice you, heavens, and you that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, to the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Verse 14, until the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and time, and a half time from the face of the serpent. Verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Verse 16, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had cast out of his mouth. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and was to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah structures of Yahweh the Father, and have the covenant of Yahweh the Son.
Read verse 16 again,
about Yahweh
Israel. Read verse 16 again.
Verse number 16. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Run the Psalms 85, verse 11 on that, brother Yahweh Israel. Run the Psalms 85, verse 11. Do you know this book right here? On the camps, it tells the verse 6, 85:11 is the precept. Listen to this in 85:11.
The book of Psalms 85, verse number 11 reads, truth shall spring out of the earth, righteousness shall look down from heaven.
And run to Jeremiah 23, verse 6. The righteous is going to look down from heaven. The righteous is going to look down from heaven. What are you saying there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can we put a name on that, too? Yeah. If you put a name on, who won't look down from heaven? Once you righteous. Once you righteous, 23. Yeah, we gonna look down from heaven. Verse 6. And I meet you in
Book of
18. I meet you in Luke 18. I gotta get to know about you. Gotta get to know about you behind this. Look what it says in 23 verse 6. I'll be in Luke chapter 18. That'd be my final. Look what it says in verse 6. Righteous gonna look down from heaven, huh? Let's talk about it.
The book of Luke 23, verse number 6. In his days, Yahdai Judah, so the kingdom shall be saved. Israel, knowing the kingdom, shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called. Yahweh the Son, our righteousness.
So now you see who's going to look down? But you know who he's going to look down on. But this is what he told the physician, old Luke. He said, Luke, they got you all messed up. Thank you, somebody from another nation. But they can go on with that garbage. But, Luke, I want you to write something for me. And put it in the book. In the 18th chapter. I want you to put something in the book for me. In verse 8. 18 verse 8. That's it, brother. Y'all die, Israel. That'll hold us over. Huh? It says in 18 verse 8.
Book of Luke 18, verse number 8. And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find covenant keepers on the earth.
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying? But nevertheless, will he find you keeping the covenant? Oh, he going to do whatever he say he going to do. Oh, yeah, he coming. But how is he going to find you, old Mr. and Mrs. Musical Chair, 10 feet, 11? How, when the music stops, one of them is not going to get the seat? Properly, don't let that be you. Brother Yahdai Israel, closing statement till we get some more tomorrow. You on the clock, acting on your part. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, Siri Israel, up Seed Royal. Great work, team, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Excellent. Siri Royal, like I said, our job is to stir you up. Bring these things into your remembrance. We're trying to stir you up, but we gotta stir up the six anointed camp first. Then they will be prepared to stir you up. Brother Mr. Tills, what is your final thoughts and what did Yahweh put on you to tell this national audience on tape? During the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, from what I've been listening to, we've had a very righteous broadcast thus far, and I know truly that of all the people out there listening, that all will not believe or accept the words of Yahweh, which I've seen many times before. But we don't worry, because by doing this, we had already known what is written in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 20. Verse 20 says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, shall hide a multitude of sins. That's why we come to you with the truth as it was written in the King James Bible, because we know people can change or convert the truth into good-sounding lies. And this happens all the time, at work, at home, even talking to your friends. They can turn a good-sounding lie. If you don't have that book in front of your hand, they make it sound like the Bible, which came from Satan the devil. We look at the book of James, chapter 3, verses 7, 8, and 9. 7 says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame, that has been tamed of mankind. 8. But the tongue no man can tame is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. 9. Therewith bless we, Yahweh, even the Father, and therewithin curse we men, which we are made after the similitude of Yahweh. So out of the 102,000K plus people out there that's listening to our broadcast, if we only help one out of all the people, guess what that means? We've done our job. But if we can help save more, we may hear from Yahweh, as it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21. 21 says, as Yahweh said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been loyal over a few things, faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Yahweh. So all that is done to impede our progress, the backbiting, the phone calls, the distractions during the broadcast, or even trying to lead us astray in Yahweh's word, we don't worry. And why? Because we stick to the words that are written in the King James Bible strongly. Our ministry, as it may seem, may be like a dot on a white sheet of paper. But with all the 690 camps that are working in unison together, now that dot side appears to be checkerboard. And with Seed World's attendance, the people which are listening, now that dot side on the weeks of paper, on the piece of paper, is soon to be full. On one accord in Yahweh's word. That's why in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 20 to 21, 20 says, remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will also obey yours. 21, they will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one that sent me. Well, at this particular time, we welcome and thank all of you for coming to hear the things that most of us here can hear. And some of us listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching. So we bring you once again into tonight's broadcast, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, and always, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But now we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class is at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5, once again, until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address, as was mentioned before. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have. Right on search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instruction. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. Under the line this time, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due him to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Also, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you, family, and friends throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. Now, after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects, related topics, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yakwa's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yakwa's words. We generally use a few verses in the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. Well, some of these verses I have seen before in live action. It lets me know that there's still those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of audio disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh. Also, once again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct by voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly important thing that's being done is preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly, as was said before, by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, of course, with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you listening who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show pre-recorded at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine, right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible now to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. To do this, just call the international line. Order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is another day for the Word of Yahuwah. Very exciting day. Usually each day we bring the Word of Yahuwah, it's exciting. And nothing has changed except the people that come for Yahuwah's Word, those of us that commend it, add unto it, only following by others casting the same word behind their back, twisting it around to make it say other things, wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, and don't forget, the deceptive listeners. My, my, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten they're only one man or one woman. And listening time is certainly not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% what a man or woman that was Jacques Raleigh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've done 101%, guess what? They just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Remember what was said earlier about Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26. Now 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men it's impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we try to make most things possible here on this program. We pull up information that has never been revealed to anyone before. We try to define it and get you to understand it in a Yahuwah-y manner. It takes skill to do that. That's why I said a teacher has to always show worthiness, because a teacher that opens a door for his students has to walk through that same door himself. Remember that. There are those that ask questions for learning, and they're very serious. And those that ask questions just to see if you really know, or to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge. The teacher gains experience by teaching, and that's because he already knows. So at this particular time, we're going to learn more. Each time we keep that Bible open and read and get the message defined, we do learn more. So at this time, I'll pass the program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Mr. Tibbs. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent again, Mr. Tibbs. One thing about it, see, Ray, we've prepared to stay up. And now let's go see if we bring the mothers in and get some more stirred up. See, bring the mothers in. The mothers up. Come on. Then one thing, see, Ray, you got to come out of first grade. This is advanced ministry. Advanced ministry. We follow the scriptures of the Bible. That's how we roll. And if you do it that way, you'll be more than all right. Just one thing about it, come prepared with big ears, little mouth, and we'll get to that. That's how we roll. So when you meet the mothers out of Cap 1, loud voice you say, Mother E, Mother, out of Cap 1, Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah. Yahuwah bless you, that Mother E.
Yahuwah bless you, still Israel, of Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, what I say, Mother D.F. Israel. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah be with you there, C. Reyes.
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right. The mother's ready to go. I'm going to take it on in for the clothes with the mothers. One thing about it, seer Israel, I'm going to tell you something. We come humble and we bring the word of Yahweh. And if you pay attention to what we're saying, and if you be like a Berean, go search out what we're saying, you have respect for this ministry. But this ministry here is going to stir up your mind to understand one thing. Rules and regulations. You obey the, if you do the rules and regulations, you're going to be on the same page. Forgot about it. Mother E, let's take a look at a verse, Mother E. Let's watch, because we're heading in on something. We don't know what we're heading on. But we're going to look at Luke chapter 19, 41-44, Mother E. Mother E, what do Luke chapter 19, 41-44 say?
Okay. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 and 44.
Yes, ma'am. Take it down to 44. What that verse say there, Mother?
Okay. Just give me a minute. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. Verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld a fish and went over it, saying, if I had known even thus at play in this thy day, the thing which belong unto thy,
Mother E, evidently somebody's telephone is too close to you. We'll give you a chance to kind of get that corrected, because this national audience is, even the WCC got excited. Mother D up Israel.
Yeah.
Get that verse up there, Mother D up Israel. Luke chapter 19, 41-44. Let's see what it says there. Luke chapter 19, 41-44. What's going on with this verse?
Luke chapter 19, verses 41-44, verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, 42, saying, if thou had known even thou at last in this your day, the things which belongeth unto your peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. 43. For the days shall come upon you that thine enemies shall cast a trench about you and compass you round and keep you in one every side. 44. And shall lay you even with the ground, and they and your children's within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knowest not the time of your visitation.
He said, he said when he got to the city of Southern Kingdom, he said, my followers, he said, if they will only know, and that's why it's so important for us to get here to tell them that it's going to be somebody down on you, and they're going to do you some hurt, and they're going to lay you even with the ground. So even the magic is tall in the ground. So he's going to cut you down. That means they're going to dig a hole for you and put you in there to be even with the ground. He read. So he was told that if they only knew they're on top of some dust, says Yahweh, because trouble is on the way. That's what he's saying. Now we're going to preach up there and find out what trouble on the way in Luke chapter 21, verse 20 down to verse 24. And Mother E have me Psalms chapter 44, verse 14, 26 waiting on me. Luke there, Mother of D.F. Israel. On Luke 21, pick a verse 20 down to verse 24. Let's talk about it for a minute. Let's talk about it. Luke 21, 20 down to verse 24. Let's see if we precept this verse and get some out of it. Come on.
Luke chapter 21, verses 20 to 24. Verse 20. And when you shall see the southern kingdom Yagda compass with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. 21. Then let them which are in Yagda Judah flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereinto. 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And the southern kingdom, Yagda Judah, shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
And these Gentiles that gonna come get them, and these are the ones that gonna come in 70 AD, led by Titus, Vespasian's son. That Gentile gonna come and get you in 70 AD. So he was prophesying that you was going down Southern Kingdom in 70 AD. You went down big time in 70 AD. And you had to endure captivity, and those stayed on the west coast of the land of Ham, and some came all the way over into America, into Utah. So there's a whole lot in that. Mother E. Mother E. Let's see what we can get out of this, Mother E. So now let's back up to the 44th chapter of the verse of Psalms, Mother E. And we want to look at something that says in the 44th chapter, the 44th chapter, book of Psalms. We look at verse 14. Then we'll skip down to 20 through 26. This is real good what we're working with. So we know you was going to go into captivity. But David said something, and what did David say in the 44th chapter, verse 14, then skip down to 20 through 26. Mother E, you're on the clock in the world listening. Come on, Mother E.
Book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 14 and 20 to 26. Verse 14. Thus make us up in thy word among the nations, and shaken of the head among the people. Verse 20. And we have forgotten the name of our Yahweh, or stretched out our hand to a strange Yahweh. Shall not Yahweh search this out, for he knoweth the secret of the mind. 22. Yea, for thy sake are we healed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for this Lord. Verse 23. Away, pass me. Thou, O Yahweh, arise, cast us not off for ever. Verse 24. Wherefore, hidest thou our faith, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression. Verse 25. For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly clean unto the earth. 26. Arise for our help and redeem us for the mercy, for thy mercy's sake.
Fell down at verse 26. Wait, what verse are you on now?
That was it, 26. Arise for our help.
Okay.
And redeem for thy mercy's sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do verse 23 say there, Mother E?
Away.
Verse 23. Yes.
Psalms chapter 14, verse 24.
23. No,
23. Away.
Yeah, 23.
Away. Why sleep? Thus, O Yahweh, arise. Cast us not off.
Forever. You hear they say? He say, awake Yahweh. He asking Yahweh to wake up. You hear they say? Read that again, that Marie. You hear what the peoples of Israel are saying? They telling Yahweh to wake up. Can you see what we all up into, Yahweh? Look what they say. Read that verse again, that Mother E.
Psalms chapter 14, verse 23. Awake, why sleep, thus, O Yahweh, arise, cast us not off forever.
Wait a minute. You see the people saying, you know, they're saying, tell Yahweh to wake up, but you forgot what he got written in Isaiah 59. Well, let's read a little bit in Isaiah 59. Let's find out what's going on. Now, why are you telling Yahweh to wake up from his sleep? Hey, Yahweh, why don't you look down and can you see how they delivering us up, Yahweh? Ain't that something? Telling Yahweh to wake up. But what do Yahweh tell Isaiah behind that kind of backdoor talking? 59 verse 1 and 2 says what of Isaiah?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, behold, the Yahweh's hand is not sharp that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2, but your sin has separated between you and your Yahweh. And your sin have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
You hear that, Mother E? Mother E, you hear what the man is saying?
Yes.
Mother E, you hear what the man is saying? The man, what is our problem? What is our problem, Mother E?
Yes.
According to 59 verse, what's our problem, Mother E? Yeah, Mother E, what's our problem in 59 verse 2?
Psalms chapter 59 verse 2. But your sins have separated between you and your Yahweh. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
Mother E, do you hear the man is saying? So you see what our problem is, Mother E? So Dan is right there. It's written right there, our problem. Why are we watching that one-eyed Satan? Dan is right there. And it tell you about watching that one-eyed Satan in verse 5. And look what it tell you in verse 5.
Isaiah 59, chapter 5, verse 5. They had crocodile eggs, and whales do fire the whales. He that eateth of their eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper.
A snake. So he's saying, listen, he said, no. He said, tell them, Isaiah said, that problem is, he said, I hear you, but you don't do nothing I tell you to do. He said, hi, I hear you. Back up to 18th chapter, the same book, Isaiah 18. Mother 8. So he's saying, listen, I hear you, but you ain't hearing what's written in the pages of the book. I hear you, but you're not hearing me. Let's see what he says in 18 verse 4 of the same book of Isaiah. Let's precept that to 18 verse 4.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 18, verse 4. For so the Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear mind upon the herd, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
And so I'm going to precept that to 5:15, the book of Hosea. He said, I'm just going to go to my place, the third heaven, where I'm at. I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to watch you. He said, the reason why you're in the condition you're in now, everything that is brought to you to do, you won't do it. And you want me to wake up and hear you? He said, I'm not going to hear you because I can't recognize you. What did he say in 5:15 there in Hosea? What did he say there, Mother E? What did he say in Hosea 5:15?
The book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek.
Well, you just made me sin. He said, I'm just going to watch you until you acknowledge, until you acknowledge what you're doing wrong with me. He said, I'm going to go and watch you and see what you do, what I got written. I'm just going to watch you. I got it written. And 15, 37 through 40, I'm just going to watch you. What you reading in 15, 37 through 40 in the book of Numbers, out of Heavenly Tablets? He said, I'm going to go to my place. I'm just going to sit and watch you and see what you do, the Bible, or what you keep doing that one I say. Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 40. What did it say there, Mother E?
Okay. Book of Numbers. Chapter 15, let me get there. Numbers chapter 15, Numbers chapter 15, 37 to 40.
Yes, ma'am, what did it say?
And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garment throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Mother E, according to that verse, what is the reason you're supposed to wear fringes again? What it say in verse 40, when you got your fringes on, it's supposed to be a reminder of what in verse 40?
and do all my Torah instructions.
So the prejudice is a reminder of you to do all my Torah instructions. So that's why you thought that, although it is a fashion statement too, but it's a reminder that you are the children of Israel, and your duty is to do all the Torah instructions. So, and with that understanding, when we go to Matthew's, and Mother D of Israel helped me, Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39, waiting on me. When we run over here to Matthew's chapter 9, let's see what it says in verse 22, then kick up to verse 21. Let's see what is so important to understand. He got it written, what we're supposed to be doing. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, then kick up to verse 21. Mother E, come on.
Matthew chapter 9, verses 22 and 21. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 22, but Yahweh the Son turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Verse 21, but she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.
Now, I got to precept that. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. We got to precept that. Does that sound pretty good, that Mother E? Let's precept that, Mother E. Let's run to Acts chapter 5. Let's precept that. You say, if I just can touch that garment, I will be made whole. Now, we're going to precept that to Acts chapter 5. And we're going to look down at Acts chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up at verse 14 and 15. Let's see what it says, Acts chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
Acts chapter 5, verses 14 and verse 15. Verse 14. And believe, and believers were the more added to the Yahweh multitude, both of men and women. 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick unto the street, and laid them on beds, and taught that at the last the shadow of Peter passed by might overshadow some of them.
So Peter walked past, and Peter had so much anointing on him that his shadow, he had that old royal blue garment on, and that shadow just went past, and they just got in Peter's shadow. So that's why it's so important, the healers and the fringes see. The healing, the remembrance is all in the fringes and the word of Yahuwah. They have important see, right? You understand, a man watching you, he watches, see, can he identify you? How he identify you is through the fringes. Then he'll put the blessing on you, see, right? The six anointed camps, we know this, but our job is to get to the known world. You got to have the fringes on, and y'all put the blessing on the conversation that you're in. And not only that, and you got to have your name on the table. Let's get one more real quick one in there. Let's go to 627 of Numbers. And you got to tell them your name. With them fringes on, when your name is on the table, you got to put all of it on the table. Then you got to put something on the end of your name. Then Yahuwah will seal the deal with you. Numbers 627 says what?
Numbers chapter 6:27. Numbers chapter 6. Amen. Numbers chapter 6:27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
He said, put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So when you get through leaving, never forget you. The fringe is on, and it said, may I have your name? My name is blankety, blanky, blanky, at the last of it is Israel. They'll never forget you. And then Yahweh put the blessing on them and stir them up in a time appointed. They'll break out running at a time appointed. You got it? Good. All right there. And our mother, D up Israel. And let's see what that Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39 said, mother, D up Israel. Mother, D up Israel. What do Romans 8, 31 through 39 say?
All right. Okay, I have time. Romans chapter 8, verse 39, verse 31 to 39. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or peril, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor ministering spirits, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor heights or depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. That love is pretty good. And what he says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, 2, and then skip down to 8, verse 17, behind that. What he say behind that, Mother D up Israel? Proverbs 7, verse 1, 2, and 8, verse 17. What is he saying there? He's talking good, but what's he saying? Proverbs 7, 1, 2, and go over to Proverbs 8, 17.
Proverbs chapter 7, 1 and 2, and Proverbs chapter 8, verse
17.
Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. My son, keep my words and lay up my Torah instruction with you. Verse 2. Keep my Torah instruction and live, and my covenant as the apple of thine eye. You say verse 8 or
8:17. Your 8:17 says what?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
Mm-hmm. Now come back to Romans chapter 8:35 again. So now we see what Paul is laying on the table. So Paul is laying on the table something in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. He says, I love them that loves me. That's what he says. Romans 5. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Paul said.
Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or prayers or sword?
So the bottom line is down to Yahweh's love. And love is what? In 14:23. And love is what? St. John 14:23. So who's going to separate us from Yahweh? St. John 14:23. We're talking about that, Mother E.
You say St. John chapter what? 14.
St. John chapter 14. Verse 23 of Mother D.F. Israel. What are you talking about?
It's like separating. St. John 14:23.
Can make it 23.
St. John chapter 14, verse 23. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him or her, and make our board with him or her.
So they're making it plain. If you love you some Yahweh, you're going to keep his word.
Yeah.
That means I don't care what's on the table. If you love you some Yahweh, you're going to keep his word. Let's run to First John there, Mo Dip Israel. Let's run to First John. Run in the back of the book and take a look at that. So he say, if you love me, you will keep my word. That's what that's how he called that. That's called. If you love him, you'll keep the word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it says in John chapter 2. Verse 3 and 4. First John chapter 2, right side of the book, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And Mother E had me Psalms chapter 89, verse 28 down to verse 34 waiting on me. Psalms 89, 28 to 34 waiting on me. Come on there, Mother D of Israel.
First John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his covenant to our instruction. Verse 4. He that says, I know him, and keepeth not his Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not in him or her.
You see that? So there is right there. You say you love him? But you get excited, and all of a sudden you up a day and mess your Saturday up. Who you do? Who's zooming who? You zooming yourself. Because when you love some Yahweh, you sit still and do some Torah instruction and read back and get, enjoy every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always said, one is real plain, 14 verse 40. What does it say that Mother D of Israel in 14 verse 40? 1 Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Chapter 14, verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
See that? May all things be done decent and in order. But when you love Yahweh, all of them will come on the table and tell you, hey, I got to make sure whatever I'm doing is decent and is in order. I mean, what is Psalms 89, 28 through 34? What
is talking about there, Mother E? The Psalm, chapter 89, verse 28 to 34. Verse 28. My mercy will I keep from him. Still think. Wait a minute. My mercy will I keep from him forevermore. And my covenant shall stand fast with him. Verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the day of heaven. Verse 30. If his children forsake my Torah instruction and walk not in my judgment, verse 31, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, verse 32, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their sin will fight. Verse 33, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utter take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fall. Verse 34, my covenant will I not break, nor off the thing that is gone out of my mouth, out of my lips.
Hey, precept that. What's wrong to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19 and 20, Mother E? So he said, listen. He said, now, I ain't going to break my covenant. It's up to you to keep that in your mind. I ain't going to break what I got on the table. It's up to you not to break what I got on the table. That's what he's saying. It's up to you. I ain't going to take nothing away from you. I've told you what I want you to be doing. And when I catch you in my covenant. Let's see where he pulled that verse from. David pulled that verse from in Deuteronomy 8, 19 and 20.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and walk after other false Yahweh, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Verse 20. As the nation which the Yahweh destroyed before your face, so shall you perish because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Deuteronomy 28:37. What it say, Mother E? Deuteronomy 28:37. So the man is telling you, I'm a covenant keeper. If you break my covenant, I'm going to visit you with the rod. I'm going to let things happen to you that don't have to happen to you. Deuteronomy 28:37 says what?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37. And thou shalt be calm and by word among all nations, for the Yahweh shall lead thee.
You'll be a byword and a proverb among all nations. All nations. You'll be called everybody else but the children of Israel, especially the tribe of Yahdah Judah. Second Chronicles 7:20 in the closing statement. How about 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20 in the closing statement? What did it say? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20. Yeah, what did it say in getting that closing statement?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Then will I put then will I pluck them up by the root out of my land, which I have given them. And this house, this temple, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations.
Yep. So what do you think will happen to you, T. Ryan? By you not doing that, your proverbs and a byword, you don't remember nothing. You can't remember nothing because you would not do what is written in this book. Mother E, Mother Z, until we get back on tomorrow. How about a closing statement? We'll get back on tomorrow. Come on.
Thank you and praising Yahweh for another lesson. Thank you and praising Yahweh for the seal. And I'm going to read Psalms 117. Psalms chapter 117, verse 1 and 2. Praise you, Yahweh, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his mercy kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Yahweh endures forever. Praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Mother E. That's Esther Mother E. So you see, the man is trying to tell us. You know what our problem is? We got some Mother D up Israel. We got some Proverbs 3:5 in us. What it says in 3:5 there, Mother? Proverbs 3:5. What are we working with?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in Yahweh with all thine mind, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Okay, read down to verse 10. Stay down to verse 10. And so if you trust in Yahweh with all your mind, and lean not on your own understanding, let's do 6 through 10, see what we can come up with.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 to 10, verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Verse 8. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Verse 9. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Verse 10. So shall your barn be filled with plenty, and your press shall burst out with new wine.
What that means, let's precept that to Luke 6:38. Precept that. So Yahweh said, when you step out in Yahweh, he'll step in there with you. What is he trying to say? Let's precept that to Luke 6:38. What are you saying there, Mother E? Mother D up Israel? Luke 6:38, what he saying?
Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you good measures, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men and women give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure withal, it shall be measured to you again.
So what is he saying in Thessalonians 4:13-19? So what is Yahweh trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us something. What are you trying to tell us that, Mother E? Mother D up Israel? Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 and 19. Let's say.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses, what did you say, verse
13, 19, and 23, and a closing statement.
I thought you say First Thessalonica.
Well, make it Philippians. Make it Philippians. Make it Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, 19, and 23 in a closing statement. Philippians.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Yahuwah the Son, which strengthens me. Verse 19. But my Yahuwah shall supply all your needs according to his riches and honor by Yahuwah the Son. Verse 13. The mercy of our Yahuwah.
Verse 23.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
The mercy of our Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, be with you all. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. Most dear prayer. Close the statement and we get back on again tomorrow. What you got to say for your clothes? Come on.
Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, Israel, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes. So you see, he's talking through the six anointed camps of voices of a Jewish life. We have to understand Hallelujah Yahweh behind that. The people called the 12 tribes of Israel, you must have a leader. The leader is the tribe of Yahdah Judah. And you have to know your name. You have to have on them fringes. The blessings is in the fringes. And you got to be knowing how to meet them where they at. Lose all bump the gum contest. But take care of Yahuwah's business. That's why it's so important to understand one thing. If you're going to support anything, support voices of the true Israelite. Land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station. To get this message out when we get ready around the clock. See right here. That's a challenge on the table. Step up and do your part and thus says Yahuwah. I tell you in Romans 12, that is your reasonable service to let your body be a living sacrifice. We need our own. Continue the good work of thus says Yahuwah. So keep that in your mind, see right here. Until we meet again tomorrow. On this national radio broadcast. Yahuwah be with you all, from the mothers to the brothers to the elders to all of the six anointed camps. Get in where you fit in at. Let Yahuwah recognize you through his book, not through your mouth. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be a doer of the word.